maybe a good place to start is just to have you talk to me for a moment about what you see your candidacy adding here. What would you're holding that Senate post bring to Tennessee that we're not seeing now?
Well, first of all, I'm a principled conservative who believes in the original intent of the founding fathers when they established this great country, in the Declaration of Independence. The author wrote, "We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." And an extension of those rights, when Thomas Jefferson said, "Among these," was, I believe, the unalienable right of personal responsibility, individual liberty, and the sovereignty of the states. And I think over the last many years, we have moved away from those core first principles. And it's my belief that the current representation that we're experiencing by our senator in this regard for re-election 2014 is indicative of his voting record. And it's my goal and hope and desire and is that to reestablish those first core principles.
What kind of strategy will you be taking into the campaign?
Well, we will have a very well funded campaign financially. I don't think there's I am fully confident of that. We are going to also run a grassroots campaign, and that we're going to reach out to the individual voter in a number of ways. And this response to action to run against Senator Alexander is not one that I take lightly, because indeed it is a David versus Goliath matchup. It's not the fact that Senator Alexander has over $3 million on hand versus my, $275,000. It's not that just that the Senator Alexander has a political machine, a well-oiled, disciplined machine that runs from Bristol to Memphis. It's not that just he has, you know, the political Republican establishment firmly behind him and working with him. But what we have is we have the call of the people and a desire to rise up and take back our country and return to those first core principles. And just like David and Goliath, you know, even David's own brothers ridiculed him for doing this. Now, it hasn't been quite that bad. I haven't been ridiculed, but I think the metaphor is appropriate because just as David heard the call of the Lord and responded, we're hearing the call of the people and are responding.
Yeah. Any particular Alexander votes or policies that you found objectionable and perhaps gave you some motivation to seek this seat?
That's an excellent question. There are three particular areas. Number one, Senator Alexander's support of Senate Bill 744, which gives 11 million illegal immigrants amnesty in the United States at a cost of over $40 billion. The answer to our immigration problem is not more federal law, but it's the aggressive enforcement of current law. And what we have is a president and an administration that refuses to enforce the law, and a Congress and a Senate that refuses to hold a president accountable in not enforcing that law. And as you know, Mike, I am the author and architect of most, if not all, significant illegal immigration here in Tennessee. And the only reason we had to undertake that endeavor was because of the federal government's woeful lack of enforcement and the willingness to enforce law. The second is Senator Alexander's unwillingness to join Senator Mike Lee, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Rand Paul in the defunding of Obamacare. Obamacare is a millstone, an economic millstone around this country's neck, and with over almost $17 trillion in debt, we can't afford a calamity like Obamacare beginning January of 2014. And just more generally, Senator Alexander votes with the president 62% of the time. And I dare say if you're voting with the president 62% of the time, you're voting against Tennesseans, hardworking families, people who are trying to raise their kids in competitive schools. You're voting against them 62% of the time.
Yeah, yeah. A lot has been written in the last few days about your relationship with the Tea Party in Tennessee and beyond. How would you describe your relationship with the various Tea Party organizations in the state?
Well, our campaign is much bigger and broader than just being a Tea Party candidate. We embrace what the Tea Party stands for, but we're much bigger than that. We're trying to find solutions for working families, for men and women who are not, who are underemployed or unemployed. We're trying to find solutions for these families who are trying to educate their kids in failing schools. We're trying to find solutions for the fact that the government has gotten so large that it's overregulated and has regulated every aspect of our lives. And so I think that message, and the message of we're going to fight back against a growing, corrupting, bureaucratic federal government. And that's what we're going to do. And so that message resonates not just with Tea Party people, but with conservative families and voters all across the state. And we were literally received hundreds and hundreds of calls and emails and text messages asking us to do this when we were running as a fourth congressional candidate here in Tennessee. And it's because of our strong, very strong position in that race that, in part, we decided to take this next step. Your listeners can go to carfortn.com, that's CARRFORTN.com, to get information and participate in our campaign, and I appreciate your time. I believe the unalienable right of personal responsibility, individual liberty, and the sovereignty of the states, and I think over the last many years, we have moved away from those core first principles, and it's my belief that the current representation that we're experiencing by our senator in this regard up for re-election 2014 is indicative of his voting record, and it's my goal and hope and desire and is to reestablish those first core principles.